And now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday the 6th of May. The general synopsis at 1800. High Hebrides 1029, expected Malin 1027 by 1800 Tuesday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking north at Sierra. Northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. South at Sierra. Northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Mainly fair, good. 40s. North or northwest 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Cromarty. Variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. 4th. Variable, mainly east or southeast later, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Tyne. Variable 2 to 4. Showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Dogger. North or northwest, 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher. Northerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 at first in north. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. German Bight, north or northwest 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, north or northeast 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Thames, Dover, White, northeast 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Portland, Plymouth, north or northeast 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, north or northeast 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Trafalgar, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in north. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. South Fitzroy, northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in southeast. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. North Fitzroy, Seoul, easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lundy Fastnet, northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, fair, good. Irish Sea, north or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Shannon, variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Brockall, southerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in north, mainly fair, good. Malin, variable 4 or less, fair, good. Hebrides, south or southwest 2 to 4, fair, good. Bailey, south or southwest 4 to 6, rain in north, good, occasionally poor in north. Fair Isle, west or northwest 2 to 4, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Faroes, southwest 3 to 5, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Southeast Iceland, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, rain, fog patches in north, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in north. Now the weather reports from coastal stations 42300. Tyree Automatic, southwest 1, 14 miles, 1027, steady. Stornoway, northwest 1, 24 miles, 1027, steady. Lerwick, northwest by west 3, recent drizzle, 9 miles, 1024, steady. Wick Automatic, west by south 2, 16 miles, 1026, steady. Aberdeen, south by west 2, 22 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Lucas, southeast 1, 24 miles, 1027, now falling. Boomer, west 1, 13 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Bridlington, north by east 2, 1026, now falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 6, 11 miles, 1022. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by north 7, 11 miles, 1022. St Catherine's Point automatic, east-northeast 3, 1023, rising more slowly. Jersey, northeast by east 4, 16 miles, 1021, rising more slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, east-northeast 4, 11 miles, 1023. Scilly automatic, northeast by north 4, 12 miles, 1024, rising more slowly. Milford Haven, north-northeast 3, 16 miles, 1026, now falling. Aberporth, northeast 3, 24 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Valley, northeast by east 1, 22 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, east northeast 2, 22 miles, 1027, rising more slowly. Valentia, east 1, 27 miles, 1027, now falling. Ronald's Way, north northwest 1, 27 miles, 1027, now falling. Malin Head, south by east 2, 24 miles, 1027, now falling. Macrahanish Automatic, east-southeast 2, 27 miles, 1027, steady. Now the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation. High pressure will continue to lie centred to the northwest of the United Kingdom, bringing plenty of fair weather and light or moderate winds for most, with a stronger, mainly northeasterly flow affecting some southern coasts at times. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, variable mainly east or southeast later, 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, north or northwest, becoming variable later, 2 to 4, showers later in south, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northerly or northeasterly, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in south, showers until later, good, occasionally moderate. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, showers until later in east, good, occasionally moderate in east. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in east, becoming variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, east or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. North or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Mainly fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northeast 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable mainly northwest for a time later, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Isle of Man, variable 3 or less, fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Shetland Isles, west or northwest 2 to 4, showers, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that brings us to the end of another day here on BBC Radio 4. In a moment, we'll be joining the World Service for a few hours, but Radio 4 will be back at 5 o'clock. Thank you for listening with me tonight. I'm Amanda Litherland. I'm here at Broadcasting House in London. And I hope that wherever you are, the rest of your night is a very peaceful one. It's good night from me, or as we say in the Isle of Man. Evie.
It's midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in the United States and India. Coming up, why has OpenAI ditched plans to convert to a for-profit business? And Donald Trump, well, he wants to make Hollywood great once again.
Hollywood doesn't do very much of that business. They have the nice sign and everything's good, but they don't do very much.
But will putting tariffs on films shot abroad really work?
When the president says something like tariffs, it really just makes people scratch their heads and worry that it's going to make the problem a lot worse and more complicated rather than providing an actual real solution and that's going to last.
And the EU announces a $500 million package to woo scientists.
Unfortunately, we see today that the role of science is questioned. What a gigantic miscalculation.
First, though, the latest BBC News.
BBC News, I'm John Shea. The Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney has arrived in Washington ahead of planned talks with President Trump on Tuesday. Their meeting could be tense, following repeated suggestions by the US President that Canada should become the 51st American state. Mr. Trump said the purpose of the visit wasn't clear.
I'm not sure what he wants to see me about, but I guess he wants to make a deal. Everybody does. They all want to make a deal because we have something that they all want. We have something that they all want. China wants to make a deal very badly. You see what's happening to China. China's being decimated, and I don't want that to happen. But they have to make a fair deal.
The U.S. Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, has ordered sweeping cuts to its top military leadership. It's the latest shakeup at the Pentagon under the Trump administration, which has already fired a series of senior officers this year. Carl Naisman reports from Washington.
Pete Hegseth said he wanted fewer generals and more GIs, an informal term for soldiers. The move would cut 20% of the country's most senior generals and admirals. He said it was intended to maximize the readiness and effectiveness of the U.S. military. Mr. Hegseth, who previously served in the Army, has long argued the Pentagon's bureaucracy is too top-heavy and in need of cuts. But the Democrats have raised concerns about potentially politicizing the armed forces.
Russian officials say an attack by Ukraine inside Russia's Kursk region late on Monday has damaged a power substation. The attack in the town of Rylsk has damaged two transformers and cut off power. Ukraine's military has insisted that some of its forces are still active inside the region, despite Russian claims last month that they'd all been driven out. It follows reports by Russian bloggers that Ukrainian troops had used a mine clearance vehicle to smash through the border and that fighting had resumed. Peru's government has imposed a curfew in the central province of Pataz, where 30